Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, you're going to hear from Kyle James, VP of Sales at Zentap. Kyle was the first sales hire and founding team member of Zentap. Now, Zentap is a SaaS product, aka white glove service, and their service automatically creates massive amounts of meaningful and impactful content marketing material while simultaneously running effective campaigns for individuals in the real estate industry. So Zentap, with the help of Kyle and the founding team, is an insane success story. Kyle scaled the business to $5 million in revenue through no tech and pure cold calling in year one. The company has grown to 50 employees, 30 of them being sales, under the leadership of Kyle in 2 years. Today, we're going to speak about some of the lessons that Kyle has learned and deployed building a sales team from the ground up. So how do you hire? Do you structure inside sales team, outside sales team, account executives, ISRs, SDRs, BDRs, all these sales terms? What did Kyle do to build out this effective sales team? And then what type of KPIs did he set for the sales team so that they were successful without any sort of bias?
Yeah, so it's inside inside sales, and basically it depends on what time period. So I'll just stick to right now as to what we're doing now. Now we're bringing on people, starting them as an SDR for a month, and then they will all, if they meet their KPIs, will transform into an AE. And the AEs are charged, it's an acquisition-based role, right? So they're charged with getting the month-to-month deal in the door. Once the credit card is on file and they've agreed to pay and, you know, the basic data and information is there, they transfer the call over to an account manager. Okay. The account manager verifies all the information on the file, will inform the client about the annual or semi-annual upsells that we have available at any given time, and then continue to kind of keep an eye on their account. And then our client success division kind of takes the ball from there and really, you know, works with the client to make sure that they're adopting software, that everything's according to plan. And also it helps to identify clients that are starting to consider other services that we have in that we're offering at the time, or just upgrading to an annual service.
I keep sort of doubling down on these like from the ground up questions, because it's very cool. And like, not everybody has the opportunity to speak to somebody who was part of a high growth startup success story, you know, from the very beginning. So I'm going to keep asking these questions because I think it's very cool. I just understand like your thought process as you sort of built out this team, because you've seen success. That's why, really. So when you've mapped out these KPIs, you know, you have KPIs developed for all these different departments. How have you mapped out the KPIs so that you see success across all your organization? And you've had the opportunity to do it from the ground up. So maybe speak to sort of how you've developed those.
Yeah. So I think a lot of it was seeing what was feasible and practical, you know, out of the gate. Remember when we first started at the back house, it was very experimental, right? And kind of learning, you know, what the KPIs could even be. So what we saw was we kind of just did an average weighted from like our strongest reps that we've had over time to our weakest reps, that I don't want to say weakest, but maybe most untrained or less evolved sales reps that could still cut it, right? That were still making money for the company in some way, but may have not been like the strongest people at the time. And then we made it somewhere right in the middle there, right? So with seasonality, like for instance, like this month, we adopted and kind of changed the KPIs just a little bit to adapt to the seasonality of it, because a lot of agents are, you know, kind of in that mindset of let's wait until January, of course. And, you know, obviously we have strategies to try to overcome that, get them to see the value of marketing when other agents are taking their foot off the gas and what have you. But, you know, seasonality is seasonality to some extent, right? So we try to keep it flexible and make sure that it's something that's attainable, right? That is something that is realistic for them to hit, but also not something that's, you know, easy and that's not going to be challenging, and that they're not going to have to you know, really show up every day and give their best effort to reach as well, too.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company, and it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out.